Humility. Preschool Part 4. One is the loneliest number. Not one hen was happy anymore. Everyone was full of fear. Fear of laying small eggs. Fear of royals pecking attacks. Fear of the guard hen not doing her job. Soon, the fearful chickens laid hardly any eggs. Today, the farmer collected only 10 eggs as he walked with horse down the aisle. The hens were outside. There aren't enough eggs here to sell to my neighbors. Unless my chickens start laying again, I'll have to send them all away. He looked very sad. Horse rubbed his soft nose against the farmer's shoulder, wishing he could help. Royal was on his throne, looking in the mirror. When he heard the farmer's word, he let out a cackle of joy. "I would be the only one here," he hissed. "No more useless, lazy hens to take care of." He was jumping up and down with joy. Horse stared at him. He strode over until they were face to face. Royal became nervous. Horse's large nostrils flared open and Royal crouched down and covered his head. But Horse breathed out a warm breath on Royal that felt like a sunny day. "Without the hens, you have no reason to be here," he said quietly. "Selfish creatures end up alone." Royal felt embarrassed and turned away. Horse entered the chicken yard. "Let's go to the creek today," he said to the hens. He wanted to cheer them up. "You can catch some juicy bugs in the tall grass." The hens happily ran behind Horse. He would not tell them the farmer might send them away, at least not yet. Royal watched the whole flock chase merrily after Horse. It was quite a joyful brigade, and Royal wished he were among them. As they disappeared over the hill, he flew up to his throne to look at himself. But that did not make him happy today. Then he grew angry. "Oh, I'll show them. Tonight I'll tell them that if they don't lay eggs, the farmer will send them away. Ha!" The farmer had gone to the country feed store to buy more chicken feeds. "I think a fox has scared my hens," he told the man at the store. "They aren't laying many eggs. I may have to send them all away."
"Are you sure it is a fox?" asked the man.
"What else could it be?" replied the farmer.
"Well, sometimes a rooster can stir up a lot of trouble. I'll come over and look around."
As the man looked over the farmer's barn and yard, the perky parade of hens returned from the creek. Horse led them toward the barn, but as soon as they saw Royal glaring from his throne, they scattered in all directions.
"Yep, just as I thought," sighed the man. "They're afraid of Roy Boy. If I were you, I'd get rid of that rooster before I'd get rid of all your hens. One rooster is not that important."
Royal fainted.